here's a story from The World.
The virtual climate summit hosted by the White House wrapped up today. Yesterday, the U.S. promised to cut carbon emissions by half in the next decade. Today's focus, how to meet that goal, along with targets set by countries around the world.
This is our generation's moonshot.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm pointed out that it took less than a decade for the U.S. to put a man on the moon.
Imagine what we can do by the end of this decade. And imagine if the entire world participated. What if we did this together?
Granholm said the Biden administration is aiming to slash the price of solar power, hydrogen energy, batteries, and carbon capture technology. Business leaders, including Bill Gates and Michael Bloomberg, urge massive investments in new technology, and labor leaders called for good union jobs to replace those that will be lost as the world transitions away from oil, coal, and gas. Sharon Burrow leads the International Trade Union Confederation and spoke of this just transition.
We cannot repeat past transitions that have left workers and their communities stranded. Workers and their unions must be at the table as we plan the transition.
The summit demonstrated that the U.S. has regained some international leadership on the issue of climate change. 40 world leaders spoke at the summit, and a handful issued new climate commitments. But it's far from clear exactly how drastic emissions reductions will actually happen. The International Energy Agency's Fatih Birol says energy-related emissions and demand for coal are both on track to rise this year.
I will be blunt. Commitments alone are not enough. We need real change in the real world. Right now, the data does not match the rhetoric.
Promised emissions cuts are not on track to meet the temperature target countries agreed to at the Paris Climate Summit 5 years ago. Still, a lot more work ahead until there is real change in the real world.
From PRX.